Good morning, Bart. Can you hear me?
Did you have any time to look at, say, the draft document?
Actually, I have. It's been a little bit painful. Oh, it's been a little bit slow for me.
Yeah.
I've started. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Isaac, are you still on the line?
Good morning, all. I have only got...
Isaac?
Okay, no worries.
This is horrible. This.
Yeah, we're just... I think Isaac disconnected. We'll... Yeah. Call him back.
You want to call back in?
You know Antoinette. And Hitoshi is on the line as well.
I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. Hitoshi, are you still there?
I am here.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning, Hitoshi.
Good morning.
Okay.
The noise has gone. So please continue, Antoinette.
Okay, I have started my review of it. It's just been a little bit slow for me because what I've been trying to do, and I just sent out to, I'm getting a feedback. Is it just on my line?
No, there's
an echo? I sent out my working draft that I'm working from and my system because I'm trying to expound on the language to turn it into something that's not so technical, that is something that only a technical person will understand.
Ah.
So as you can see from my, so I'm turning it, that's what I've been fighting with and working on, and I'm finding, go back into my files, minimize it. What, as an example, let me go up into here, just give me a minute. Everything is so slow this morning. Here I am. I'm almost there. Here I am. Okay.
I'm sorry to remind you of the Adobe Room link. Do you want me to upload everything that everyone just sent?
Yes, okay. That'll be good. And, okay.
Or should we wait for Luis to maybe show up?
I think that asteroid might have had some effect on us. Why is this loading? Come on. For example, okay, here I am. As an example, on the first page under abstract, I think it would just be more an effective to communicate in from the perspective I started out. The objectives of the Contact Repository Working Group, formerly known as the Incident Repository Working Group, is to propose a model of management governance and funding in order to implement blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to make it more of a document that can be read and people can follow since this is a request for proposal. And it's been a little bit slow for me, but I'm in a meeting. I've been in the flow of getting it done, but now I have some questions of that actually would be better addressed by the working group themselves. And as I got into section number one, because I didn't like the word, for example, use cases, so I started out for section one dealing with incidents. and did and put in that and kept that definition. And then logically, in the way my mind works, and I could, you know, be taking a totally out of the atmosphere approach. But my next sequential thought would be, what would be examples of incidents? And that's where, you know, from my perspective, the working group can put forth what they think examples that would require intervention. And then from there, the way my mind works is the contact repository roles. And while I'm following conceptually what we've created, I just think it just needs to be a little bit more clearer, you know, as far as a little bit more information to put one's teeth into.
It's going back.
Or am I taking a wrong approach? I'm just trying to create a document that I could read, that could be read.
The unfortunate thing is I think that I can only speak for myself. In principle, the approach I think is a good one, because this is a bit of an intermediate state, so people who haven't been involved do understand. But on the other hand, so I'd say something like use case is, I think the description of it is something, when can this whole system be used? That's the definition. That's why.
Okay, so perhaps the definition for use cases.
Yeah.
So could we create that perhaps and then put that in under incident?
Yeah, and not under. So go back to use cases and define. Because use cases have been defined by the previous working group.
Okay. I need to pull that from there then. Okay.
Yeah, and use cases as a defined meaning. Say if you go to the slides of Hitoshi, there is something like use cases as well. So use cases, say the way I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Isaac or Hitoshi, is the way I understand. There is an incident, but not all security incidents lead to use of the repository, only under specific circumstances, under specific scenarios. And these scenarios are called use cases. So cases for use of the system we're building.
I agree on that definition, Isaac.
Okay.
Because it's a bit of a state-of-the-art term.
The following are okay. So the term would actually be cases for use.
Yeah.
Okay, cases for use. Okay, because cases for use, that definition was defined by the previous working group, correct?
The scenarios, or say. These cases have been defined by the previous working group.
Okay.
And except, say, adopted by the CEC community.
Okay. Cases of use. And I was playing with the word scenarios for some reason, and okay. But this was the approach that I was taking to go to do an edit, to do my edit. I've been up like two nights in a row trying to pull this.
The good thing is, and that's the advantage of you doing it, somebody who is not really involved, if they read the word use cases, this is also a communication document to the, say, the rest of the community.
And that's actually the approach that I was taking, because a friend that's a technologist, and he, and
but
I said,
have
I'm under.
Careful with terminology like use cases, etc.
Right, right. As the fine by the okay. Well, so far, technically, I really have, I think, completed the first page of the abstract, which I think perhaps the group can look at and say, well, yes, we can go with that. And the table of contents, I always do at the very end.
Is it, say, Antoinette, is it worth that you say, you say, given, say, this type of feedback, so don't play around, I advise you not to play around with the, say, terminology of art, say, like use cases. But first look at, say, how is the flow of the document and how is it phrased? Is it understandable? And then say maybe that you and Isaac go, say, say because Isaac has an understanding, and that the two of you reiterate some of the redrafting.
Okay, okay, because it requires a redraft from my perspective in reading it.
Yeah,
conceptually, I understand it, but I don't also think it's sequential.
Yeah.
I don't think it's logical in its placement.
Yeah.
And I can follow the diagram. The diagrams are perfect.
Yeah. So
but
it's... sorry, Antoinette. So is it worth that... So you just go over the document and say, see where you see issues, try to improve on it, and don't play, and I advise you not to play around too much with the core terminology itself, but make it turn it into a more flowing document, and that ISAC is a say second reader.
Okay.
So once you've done something, that you send it over to ISAC, so ISAC can have a look at it, because ISAC, I assume ISAC, you got a more hold of the technical aspects of it.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
I think if you could match up as a team and try to turn it round, say, in a week's time, or yeah, a little bit more, that say in 2 weeks' time we have a reasonable document.
Isaac, can we have a few moments when we can Skype? Would you have time to do something like that?
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Okay.
That's quite okay.
Okay, yeah. Because that would.
Otherwise, you're out in the weeds in your own.
Well, I've started to kind of like rewrite it, you know, and it's like, oh, but I'm stuck now.
Yeah, no, and that's the whole issue.
Yeah.
So maybe that's an easier way of doing it, as say. Two people, then I think if you could do this, say, by say in 10 days or something, so that we have, it doesn't need to be completed in my view, but that we have can really run through the updated version by the next conference call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac, when would you be available?
Yeah.
Oh, let me look at my calendar.
It will not be this week, but on Tuesday, maybe.
Okay.
What do you say to that?
Tuesday. And what time?
Yeah. What is your time now?
My time now is 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock in the morning. Here, the time here is 12:30. So, if we could say about my time, 5 o'clock.
Because I would prefer
later
in the day.
My time,
My time, 6 o'clock would be better. Then I will be at home and can take it from there.
Okay, because I would prefer to do this at home as well, too.
6 o'clock. That's my time at 6 o'clock.
You have 4.5-hour time difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that means 6 o'clock. That's 12:30. No, 13:30 your time.
2 o'clock.
Mm. 2 o'clock, okay. That means I'll have to leave my office. Okay. Okay, 2 o'clock in the afternoon would work for me here.
So that's 6:30 for you, Isaac.
Yeah, I would prefer to
you
do
said,
that.
What you said?
That's 6.
Guys, do you want me to set up a doodle for you?
Yeah, that's probably easiest.
Yes.
I can send it out today for Tuesday, just some different time options.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the two of you.
Yeah, great.
Six is 2, 7, okay. Would 8 o'clock be too late for you, Isaac?
No, it won't. No, that's okay too. Yeah.
8 o'clock your time.
Christina.
Yeah, that's quite okay.
Okay, 8 o'clock your time. Can you set that up?
Yeah.
Christina will set it up.
Thank you.
And then
great.
The two of you have
okay.
Your Skype account.
Oh, okay, my Skype account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just send it to Isaac.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to search for it somewhere.
Okay, now I think we've covered this one. So Isaac, if you have time, could you have a look at the outline itself, and Hitoshi?
Once again, what did you say, Bart?
I didn't say anything yet. Could you have a look at the outline as well, see if you can do anything about it? I've just sent it to the group.
The number 4, okay.
Did you hear me, Isaac?
The funding
what?
Model?
No, I did not.
Isaac, I've just sent out a funding model outline. It's very high level, but at this stage, there is no real concrete stuff. Could you have a look at that one as well?
Yes, that's okay. Yeah.
It's a one-pager.
Yeah, yeah.
And send feedback to the group or to me, whatever you feel more comfortable about.
That's quite okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. And I think Hitoshi... I think what I'll do is I'll have a look at the slides you sent today, and maybe Louise is available as well, and send you feedback and try to answer your questions. I'll put it in the chat. What I've written in the feedback in the chat room, so Isaac and Antoinette, is, Hitoshi, I will look at the slides and answer your questions and provide feedback. So what we do this way, and that's what I'm aiming, say, by the next call, we have reviewed all the new documentation, and then we can run through it with the whole group, so that's in 2 weeks. And then start to merge it. Does that sound like a plan?
That sounds good to me, Bart.
Yeah, it sounds good to me also.
Because otherwise we get stuck and we need to start to deliver. So I think we all have our homework now.
Oh, yes.
And and based on that, I think, yeah, unless anybody has any other business.
Not I, Bart.
Not me either.
Hitoshi, are you fine with this approach? At the next meeting, I've sent a meeting, we discuss all documents, and Hitoshi is typing. Okay, all right. So I think we have a way forward for the next 2 weeks. So Isaac and Antoinette, you look into the document itself and streamline it. Isaac, you will have a look at the funding model as well. I will look at the slides Hitoshi updated and provide feedback as much as I can to his questions. And then preferably if we could send everything a day in advance of the call to the list, what we have, then we can look at it and discuss it at the next meeting.
Great.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. That's all for me.
Goodbye.
Any other business?
Yep. Yeah.
So?
Yeah, bye all.
I don't think so.
Then thank you very much, and bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you all.
Yeah, bye-bye. Hi.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Hitoshi.